Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, I love this. This is like a total air drum song for me. I'm a drummer, right? It's a total air drum song. Got to live out my rock star days. I do it once a year at Eric Woods Flights and Bites Foundation event last week. There's a band that plays there every year. His name is Chris Ferrara and The Common Good. And we've gotten to know each other, and for years, tradition now, they have me come up and play a song. Generally, one year, they're like, what do you want to play? I'm like, I don't know. He gave me a list. I'm like, oh, Summer of 69 is cool. So we played that. So it's kind of been the tradition. That's the song. And every year, it's a little bit of a different kind of beat with it, because I'll take my cue from how he's starting it and with the horns and the guitars and all that. And then we get into it. It was really cool. Had a great time at Eric Woods Flights and Bites this past Monday night. Eric will be on the call on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network on Sunday night with Chris Brown, calling the play-by-play. I'll be down in the field telling you what's going on down there on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. We got you covered all day long here on Sunday for the Bills and the Patriots. In the meantime, it's a Buffalo Football Friday here. And it is, of course, brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash, call Celino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's Hometown Fuel. Game day ready since 1922. Sal Capaccio with you. Joe Kelly producing today. Talked a little bit about the game last night. That's why you never know in the league, man. You never know in the NFL. 49ers, heavy underdogs. They go into L.A., who has looked really good, and Niners come up with the win in overtime, 26-23, to go to 4-1. And the Niners' schedule, like, they have an opportunity to win some games. They do have the Bucs next week, though. That'll be a tough game. Bucs come to Buffalo as well in mid-November. Patriots come to town Sunday night. All right, I've told you about it long enough here. I've teased you about it long enough. Do you know the lost game, okay?
Mm-hmm. I do not know it.
Well, let me start with this, okay, Joe? This stadium has been here for 53 years, the 53rd year at the stadium. The Bills have been in the same division at that time with the Dolphins, the Jets, and the Patriots. They used to be in a division with the Colts. No longer. That was like 20 years ago that happened. So you had Dolphins, Jets, Patriots, 53 years inside the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do you think those teams played inside the stadium? It's been 53 years. They're in the same division. So what do you think?
Twice a year.
No, inside the stadium. No, not twice a year.
Oh, that's once a year.
So for 53 years, they've been in the same division.
53 times, give or take, because of the playoffs as well. You might have come in.
Just some regular season.
Oh, 53 times.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Wrong answer. Dolphins, yes.
Okay.
The Patriots, you'd say, well, Sal, 53 is this year. Wrong again.
Oh.
This will be game 52 for the Patriots. Do you know why?
Was the Toronto series?
No, that's a good guess, though. That is a good guess. I like that guess. It's the lost game because literally the game was lost due to a strike in 1982.
Oh, okay. Yeah, wow.
In 1982, ladies and gentlemen, okay? A lot of you may know this going, oh, yeah, I remember that. A lot of you may not know. It's long before Joe was born. I was 9 years old in 1982. The 1982 NFL season lost games. And one of the games, in fact, two of the games were against Bills divisional opponents. The Dolphins came here that year. The Patriots did not, and the Jets did not. Those games were lost.
That's crazy. I had no idea. That's insane.
So, in fact, if you want to go through here, you can look it up. I just did. On Wikipedia, you can go to the 1982 season, and I wonder if they have... I had this the other day. They had games that were lost, and I actually went through it. I just wanted to make sure that happened, and it did. Here we go. List of canceled and rescheduled NFL games. There's actually a whole thing on it. You go to 1982. So here are the games the Bills would have played in 1982 had they not had the strike. All right? Let me kind of sort these here. Okay. All right. Bills at Houston, week 3. Never played. New England at Buffalo was week 4. Buffalo at the Baltimore Colts, week 5. Buffalo at the Jets, Monday Night Football was lost. Did not play that game.
Wow.
That was supposed to be a Monday Night game, October 17th, week 6 that year. And then Detroit was supposed to come to Buffalo week 7. That was canceled. The Bills were in Denver on Halloween, canceled, in 1982. The Jets were supposed to come to Buffalo week 9, November 7th. Did not happen. So the Jets have not played every single year inside the stadium. That's also a lost game. And by the way, it would be actually 54 years, I guess, because the Dolphins, I think, and Jets both played inside in Toronto. They did play them there, right? The Bills play the Jets in Toronto, I have to remember. They did play the Dolphins for sure.
Yeah, I'd have to check on that.
Yeah, so
Jets.
The numbers-wise, I could have been wrong, I'm sorry, on the Toronto series part. But the point I'm making is they did play those games, and they are considered home. Maybe that's why. When I did home, I didn't do the actual stadium.
Yeah.
My fault on that. So they have had a couple games where those teams didn't come here. But the Bills and Patriots didn't even play in 82 here in Buffalo at all, or in Toronto or anywhere for a Bills to be a home game. So that's the lost game for the Bills, 1982. The 1982 season, by the way, was they had to kind of shuffle some things around. Let me give you the standings in 82. Just because we're on this topic, I think it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Here, let me just find this for you. 1982...
Nine-game season, too.
What's that?
Nine-game season, it says?
Nine-game season.
Yeah. How short.
I know. Do you know who the... Here's the craziest trivia question. Okay?
Yeah.
You know who the MVP of the league was that year?
1982? I have no idea.
Do you know what position the MVP played? How about that? Just guess.
It sounds... By the nature of the question, it sounds like it would be something outrageous,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Linebacker.
Kicker.
Oh, kicker.
There was a kicker who was named NFL MVP. Mark Moseley.
Oh my gosh.
Of the Washington then Redskins was named the MVP of the 1982 NFL season.
What were his stats to get MVP at that point? That's my
amazing.
Question now.
They were really good, by the way. They were he was amazing. 82, let's see. In 82, he led the league with 20 field goals made. Led the league with 95.2 field goal percentage.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's Look at that.
A pretty amazing field goal percentage, actually. He was 20 of 21 on field goals. Nothing over 50 yards, though. Nothing. Nothing over 50 yards.
They set him up for success. That's
yes.
what that sounds like.
5 of 6 from 40 to 49, and then he made everything inside 40.
Wow.
Wins the league MVP. 9 games played. The Bills' record that year? What was their record that year? 1982. Here you go. Bills finished 4-5. 4-5, season's over. See ya. Go home. Baltimore Colts were 0-8-1. A winless season for the Baltimore Colts in 1982. They did tie, though.
Some of these scores for these Bills games are crazy to look at.
In 82?
82. The 4 games they won, they beat by the 7-9 Miami, I think, or something like that. Like I'm trying to look at these scores, but they're crazy for the time period. I just didn't realize.
It's amazing. And then you advance on 5 years later, there's another strike, okay? 87. There's 1 week where there's no games in 87. Then there's 3 weeks, Joe, where replacement players played. Okay?
Yes, okay.
The Bills did not play the Patriots in the replacement players game. They did play them that year, and that brings us to my first ever game. My first ever NFL game I ever attended. What?
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Patriots at Bills 1987.
Oh, how cool.
And the Bills, Jim Kelly had just got here in 86. They're kind of on the rise. You know they're going to be better. They trade for Cornelius Bennett on Halloween of 87. And like a few weeks later, he's playing the Bills. They got to win their last two games, Patriots and Eagles. They have a fumble return by a guy named Sean McNanny for a touchdown. They go to 13-7. They're down. Then they can't do anything else. They lose the game. That was my first ever experience. We talked earlier about how these two teams have never really been really good at the same time. And that's been kind of the case for most of their existence together. But I think that's kind of been brought out in the memories you have of these games and these teams, which is, of course, you advance on the 20 years of the reign of the Patriots over the Bills with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. And in that time, there were a couple wins. One of them, opening day 2003, Sam Adams, 31-0, right?
Yeah.
Remember that one? Short-lived because the Bills lose, ironically, 31-0 to the Patriots in the season finale.
Mm-hmm. I don't really remember that because I was one, but I do know of that game. Yes.
But you'd probably know of 2011. You remember that one? Fred Jackson.
Yes.
Running with the flag.
Mm-hmm.
Fred's in town this week. He's part of that rivalry game tonight with Bennett and Jamestown, part of the homecoming parade.
Right.
That's great, and I think that's a big reason why, probably, with the memory there with Fred and the Patriot. And that was Ryan Fitzpatrick, 2011. I just looked up, by the way, you know James Cook was named AFC Offensive Player of the Month. The last Bills player before James Cook to be named AFC Offensive Player of the Month, Ryan Fitzpatrick, September of 11.
Really?
Yes.
Josh Allen hasn't even gotten that?
No, I said the last non-Josh Allen.
Oh, non-Josh Allen. Okay.
I'm sorry if I worded that wrong.
No, that's fine.
The last player, other than Josh Allen, before James Cook this week, to win AFC Offensive Player of the Month for the Buffalo Bills was Ryan Fitzpatrick in September of 2011.
That's
the Fitz scream against the Raiders.
Yes.
They open up the season and just boat race the Chiefs out of their own building on opening day. They come back, huge comeback against the Raiders, big comeback. That's the Fitz scream. And then it's the Patriots the next week. Fitz was putting up numbers, man.
He was.
Yeah.
I remember that. I what a crazy time to think Ryan Fitzpatrick was going to carry the franchise. And then he just crumbled towards the end of the season.
Yeah, and then he gets the contract extension later that year.
Uh-huh. A little soon on that, in hindsight.
So, That was 2011. And then what do we have after that? Ready? 2012, lost, and the Patriots put up 52 points. I remember that game. They just, the Patriots in 2012 just ran at the Bills. The Bills could do nothing about it. And after the game, Tom Brady's like, yeah, well, they had a lot of like littler people on the field or something like that. Because the Bills had like a smaller defense and they never came out of their nickel and dime defense.
Yeah.
And the Patriots are like, well, just run the ball on you then, dude. What are you going to do about it? Right? It's so frustrating.
Yeah, they did what Joe Brady did to the Cowboys. They just went with it until that was it.
I know, right? The next year, this is all in the stadium here, by the way. The next year, Bills lose 23-21. That's EJ Manuel. And then EJ has the Carolina comeback the next week, where he wins the game. 2014, Bills lose 37-22. 2015, 40-32. And we're just L's, L after L after L.
That's where I really started paying 17, attention.
18. And the game in 2019, it was a loss, but it kind of changed things, right? Game in 2019, the Bills shut Brady down. In 2019, he did nothing. The Bills lose because they have a blocked punt against them. Allen throws three picks. And what I remember about this game is it's Zay Jones, who doesn't fight for a ball, right? And it's Brian Daboll who just goes ballistic on Josh on the sidelines. And
I remember that
telling
clip.
Him, like, yeah, you could tell. He's like, dude, like, this is unacceptable. You have everybody in this organization's careers in your hand when you have that ball in your hand, right? Like, that's my interpretation of kind of what's going on. And the Bills lose that game 16-10. That was 2019. I think Josh left that game late, by the way, and Matt Barkley had to come in. Wasn't that the game? Yeah, Barkley came in because Josh got concussed.
You're right. I didn't even remember that.
Yeah, that's 2019.
Yeah.
But you know, the thing about the 2019 game is it really started to change things. Later that year is when the Bills go to the Patriots and they beat them on a Saturday evening game. John Brown cooks Stephon Gilmore, has a big touchdown. Bills are up in the fourth quarter, but they can't hold on. And that was the game where you're like, they're here. Like, they're knocking on your door. They just have to get over the hump. They finally do in 2020. And don't you think, and then Brady's gone. Don't you think, though, that the Patriots kind of feel the same way about the Bills now that the Bills felt about them in 2019, which is, we're here, we're knocking on your door, we're coming for you, we're going to show it. Here's the difference to me. I think in 2019, we all kind of thought this Patriots were already on a decline. Like, they're going a little downhill while the Bills are rising. I don't think that's the case with the Bills right now. Doesn't mean they can't lose. The Bills are kind of at the height of their powers right now. Josh Allen's not 30 years old yet.
No, he's not. They're trending up continuously.
Right.
Yeah.
So while I think the Patriots may feel that way about where they are in their evolution, I don't know if it's the same actual example, to be quite honest with you. But they feel that they do. Like, they feel this is it's being talked about in Boston. I just did this podcast this morning with the people in Boston, Fitzy and Meg. This is being talked about as the litmus test for them. Like, where are we in our timeline? And if the Patriots come here and beat the Bills, it doesn't have to be the end-all, be-all. They beat them in 2021 in the win game, and that's another memory. But if they come here and beat the Bills, and they pull within one game with a head-to-head and three very winnable games, they're going to start feeling some juice. They're going to feel very good about themselves and where they are. And we're not going to feel great about it for a little while, and we'll see where it goes. If they come here and the Bills kind of put their foot on them, it's basically like, yeah, you're the, yeah, get back. Where you're supposed to be, just like you did to us for 20 years.
Yeah.
Every time you thought something was going to happen, right?
Right. I'm not sleeping on this Patriots team by any means. I actually like Drake May. It's a shame he's on
too.
The Patriots, just to root against them. But there, I feel like the year away from being a year away is never more true than it is about them right now. There's just a lot they have to button up, I feel like. But they have, if they start really building around Drake May, they are going to be, I think, frisky for the Bills in the coming future. It's kind of, you know, scary to think about that. Of course, the one team that's going to start challenging you is the team that battered you for 20 years. But, I mean, at the end of the day, would you have it any other way trying to keep them down, right? Because the Dolphins were thought to be that. And then they just kind of, Tua and that entire team just kind of fizzled away into nothing, pretty much.
No, that's right. I mean, going into the season, wasn't it the general consensus was, Patriots are the next team. They're kind of on the rise. We just don't know where they are yet. But They should be better than the Dolphins or Jets. I mean, I know that, like, Mike, he was a little high on the Dolphins, and some people were. And I think my co-host, Matt Bove, I know he was last year, maybe not as much this year, but people still thought they have some talent. I didn't think so as much. This is a team, though, the Patriots, to me, it is a little bit more of a mystique, and it's a perception, because you get Mike Vrabel, who seems like he's this really much more buttoned-up coach than what they had in Gerard Mayo. But as I brought up the point to Fitzy and Meg, and I said this, Meg's like, Sal, they were buttoned down like they were going to the club, though, when they were against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that's true. They did not play a buttoned-up game. And the Bills can force them into mistakes. One thing that Patriots have done this year is turn the ball over. And they put the ball on the ground. And that was that's what they did. They had five turnovers against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think it was five. And one of the things the Steelers players said, Cam Hayward said this specifically. He said, we knew when, like, Ramondre Stevenson was in the game, we knew who was on the field, and we were going after the ball. We were punching it out. That's one area where the Bills have been very good, very, very good, which is the turnover margin, the turnover battle. I think it's, what, 26 straight games? I got to look here now, where the Bills have not lost the turnover battle. Doesn't mean they won. Like, last week was even, but it's 26, and that's pretty amazing, to be honest with you. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they're taking care of the football. That was literally the only complaint with that team a couple years ago with Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Just take care of the football, and they've been doing that consistently now for 26 straight games. Couldn't ask for anything better, but...
No, and you know, sometimes turnovers are just the product of luck. The ball bounces. My high school coach, Glenn Graham, used to always say, the ball is not round, Sal. You don't know where it's going to bounce, right? You got to be ready. And you don't know. It just comes back to you. It bounces somewhere else. I get it. But, this is a team, the Patriots, who are coming here and ready to kind of show that they are ready to compete. Let's take a timeout. Let's come back. We'll have Sean McDermott for you on the other side of this break. That way, we have a little more space for it. We don't have to rush. The Bills head coach will give us an injury update here on a Buffalo Football Friday.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.